What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Ground ball to third. It hops over the drawn in Arias. That will score both runners, and the throw is into second. Garcia with a wide turn dives headlong back into first. Foscue snaps it. 0 for 44, no more. He brings in the next two, and Texas has broken the game open.
The last time we saw him, I mean, he's really good, and we saw him probably as good as we've ever seen him. I think I saw some of Coach's comments, too, after the game, talking about it might have been as good as he had seen him that one time, too. So you see him twice in 1 week, you're going to be a little bit better. Thought we hit some balls hard, thought we drew some walks. Weren't able to cash in a couple guys on base, just kind of is what it is. He's a good player. I mean, we saw him in the playoffs a couple years ago in 23. Torched us. You know, then just kind of watch him kind of march through the World Series and kind of carry the team on his back in a lot of ways to win that championship. So I think at times maybe he struggled a little bit this year, but, you know, the way we've seen him here recently, he's been really good. Yeah, we think so. That ball kind of went off his finger there you saw in the eighth inning. So just took him out. He was kind of messing around with it. We'll probably go get some x-rays just to make sure. But the concern level is real low right now.
That's Tony Manzolino. Manzo. Orioles interim skipper talking about Gary Sanchez took one off the finger. And it's been a season-long problem for the Orioles where injuries just kind of arise. Talked about it yesterday. We'll talk about it later with Jim Hunter. At no point in 2025 has the team that Mike Elias envisioned been together. That's a fact. They haven't been on the field at the same time. The projected rotation, the starting nine, whatever, at any point this season. But nobody's crying for you. You still have to go out and try to perform. Every team deals with injuries. Yankees, for instance, first place in the division. They haven't had Gerrit Cole or Luis Gil for the entirety of the season. Giancarlo Stanton just came back. I mean, everyone, the Braves, banged up the Dodgers. They're on fumes with their starting rotation. But they still find ways to win. Mookie Betts has been hurt. Every team deals with it. Now, the Orioles have had a ton of them, and they've been among the league leaders, if not the top team, in regards to injured players. Gary Sanchez has been arguably their hottest hitter as of late. And he provided the offense last night against Jacob deGrom with that left field laser beam over the wall. And it was another hard hit ball. So if he goes out, there's no excuse whatsoever. None. for Samuel Bisaccia to not be here. And I know they want, and we talked to Danielle Allen Tuck yesterday, and Steve Molesky was on Friday, and he'll be in tomorrow. He still needs reps behind the dish at AAA. Okay, I get it. Got it. But the bat plays. But Maverick Hanley's fresh off concussion protocol, not back, obviously. Adley's not coming back till, if he comes back before the All-Star break, would be a stunner. But at least after. Trump just went on the IL. And you got you're like Stallings just got called up yesterday. You just signed 2 weeks ago. You're running out of guys. And what better way to bring up your number one prospect? I said it'd be up by August 1st. Today's July 2nd. Than if Sanchez is hurt. And look, Soto sucked in his inning pitched. And Nolan get in here too. There are a couple of them, though, I thought Sanchez probably could have prevented from hitting souvenir, hitting mascots and flying to the wall. I mean, it's just, he's not that guy. He's just not a defensive catcher.
Bob, Bisaccia can't be worse than Sanchez, can
no.
he? Right.
I would hope not, but either way.
Right.
Point is, there's just, you have no other recourse but to bring him up because he's intriguing, exciting offensive prospect. Maybe the most exciting offensive prospect since Gunnar came up 2 years ago. All right, we'll let the defense chips fall where they may. But like Vinny just said, and all we've talked about, it can't be any worse. Because if he's worse than Sanchez defensively, in full disclosure, I've never seen him catch before. And boy, we've been overrating this guy big time as a potential replacement for a guy that's going to move Adley Rutschman to first base. Cannon arm, that's been documented. He's a big-time plus arm behind the dish. Now, we don't know if Sanchez is going to be out, so let's pump the brakes. And you heard Manzo say, we don't see a high concern level here, but if he is, if he's out of the lineup tonight, probably precautionary against Eovaldi, then Stallings will catch. But they go to Atlanta Friday and he's not playing then we got a problemo. X-rays will tell stories, but assuming, and we're just assuming, which is what we do in sports talk, which is why we're always babbling about stuff. But assuming he does have to hit the shelf, come on, man.
Well, he'll be out. Like, normally what happens, you get hit on your... If it swells today, like he wakes up today, Bob, and that thing looks like two fingers.
If he can't grab a bat,
yeah,
then that's all she wrote.
Right. So you know we'll see. Yeah, we'll obviously wait to see what happens there. But I guess to push back a little bit, because I do find myself in that camp of wanting to see Bisaccia as soon as possible. But to see the other side of it, even if Gary Sanchez is going to go down, if it's for just a 10-day stint, what good is it to bring Bisaccia up where he's going to play in that 10-day span, what, six times,
okay,
roughly?
So if you bring him up, he's here to stay, that sort of thing?
Not like permanent, but to the level he would be in, say, a September call-up, where your spot on the roster is pretty secure. You might not play every day, but you're here every day. You're around the team every day. Okay. You get into the major league rhythm, so to speak. I think if you were to bring him up just for this moment of need right now, and Hanley could be back, you know, let's say Sanchez goes down and he's out for 10, 15 days. Well, 4 or 5 days into that, Hanley could be ready to go. So I just think that's a part of the equation right now. But I understand the impatience, and I'm with you. I mean, look, in a season that we've been calling lost really since it started, you know, it feels a little foolish to almost say, why are we holding down a prospect when the season doesn't matter at a certain
point? And to his credit, though, Bisaccia, he said he's patient. He said, I'm not stressing at all. I mean, I'm still raking. I'm still playing. I'm still getting paid to do what I love. I'm not, like, forcing hands. I'll force hands, as Manzolino said last week to the media when we were at Camden Yards. Said, when he starts banging on doors, when he's going to be in Baltimore. So he's just go down there and bang on doors. But to your point, Nolan, Now, you don't bring him up for a short term. Were we on the Bonuelos train?
Right.
You know what I mean? Son, I mean, come on.
That's the
I
other
mean,
side of it. Somebody has to be here.
Well, I'll
Yeah, they can't play with eight guys.
I'll counterpoint you, Norm. I think if you brought him up for 10 days, let's just say, and he gets six, seven up. I mean, if he's up, he's playing every day. All right. And say he struggles. Okay. I got to send him down. Now I know what he needs. You know, now he knows what he needs to work on. But what if he comes up and he's throwing out runners and, you know, and he's comfortable, then he's here to stay. But I just think it's a good learning experience for him. Okay, I got a taste. You know, now this is what I got to work on.
There have been two guys that they brought up that stayed. I think Westberg kind of stuck around, too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Mm-hmm.
So three. Adley, Gunner, Westberg. Did Kowser shuttle?
I don't think so.
Right, so he stayed.
He was streaky, but he stayed.
Yeah, he stayed. But Holiday, number one prospect. Yeah. Kerstad, number two pick in the draft. I mean, some of these guys have had to ride the Norfolk shuttle for whatever reason. And a lot of it had to do with lack of productivity. I mean, Kerstad, the first time he came up at 23, he was this year watching a baseball game on the bench like a fan. But he did enough when he did play to earn a spot on the postseason roster. I mean, he was on the playoff roster 2 years in a row. Now, this he's another topic altogether. He's kind of really fallen off a cliff here in 2025. Okay, I'm getting what Nolan's saying here. Bring him up for 10 days. All right, what's he going to learn in 10 days?
What he's going to learn is he's going to find out what he doesn't know.
Or the Orioles are already going to be like, see, we knew you were going to struggle in X category.
And
he's going to be able to hit.
You know what? Well, then he knows when he goes back down there, hey, I gotta kick some ass.
I think think his issue is going to be more defensive than offense.
Right. And
that's what they're worried about or trying to tighten up and get to optimum.
But I mean, watching Sanchez, I mean, even Palmer said it would be nice if he slid over a little bit.
Yeah, you know? It's just like, it's like it's a contest trying to catch like the beer gun flying out.
But he's huge. Like, I mean, that's a big dude.
But are we surprised? No. That's been his MO for years. But either way, Orioles lose. And we'll get into, a trade deadline's coming up in about a month, less than a month now. And Jim Bowden read an interesting thing. ESPN said something as well about trade candidates. Ryan O'Hurd, Cedric Mullins, Zach Eflin are for the Orioles. But what about Felix Bautista as a possible trade chip? Before we get to the break, I'm against it because I think the Orioles are going to be good next year, and he's going to be a main reason why they are. But, we'll reference The Godfather. Don Corleone and Luca Brasi make you an offer you can't refuse, Mike Elias. Hey, we'll give you our... You package Bautista and Ryan O'Hearn, whatever, or Cedric Mullins. Mm-hmm. Mullins, of course, and O'Hearn are hitting free agency. Batista's controllable for two more years. And we'll give you our fifth-rated prospect. I'm just throwing out hypotheticals. Offer you can't refuse.
If I'm a...
Do you pull a trigger? I'm saying no, but... Who really knows what Mike Elias has up his sleeve?
Yeah. I would think a lot of teams would be asking for Mayo.
He might be your first baseman next year, especially if you trade O'Hearn. But he's going to be your first baseman this year.
But if you can get a pitcher, you know.
I think you're not getting a major league ready guy for this year. You're going to get someone that could help your rotation in 26. For Kobe Mayo?
Oh, next year. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. I mean, if anything, they're not trading for a guy that's going to help the rotation this year. They're going to be done.
Right.
They're going to be getting rid of everybody.
Yeah, get a guy who's ready for next year.
Trade Bautista in a right deal. Yes or no? Let's get into that. Training camp for the Ravens starts 3 weeks from today. That is correct. 3 weeks from today. You want to get in and talk about that? You can. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny Hady, Nolan McGraw. The weather looks crappy, but it's going to be nice. By the time we get out of here at 2 o'clock, the sun's out, baby. Sun's out, guns out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Asuna, the kid, hit his first home run. Congratulations to him. And then Garcia wore him out like he did the other night in a game in which the Birds won. Gary Sanchez provided the Orioles' only offense. Brandon Young, yeah, wasn't all that great. I mean, you can see he's got good stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could maybe move into a high-leverage bullpen situation because he can throw. He's got to command his fastball, duh. Like everybody else does. I mean, you stay in the zone, you get a little more adept at throwing strikes, you become much more effective. But Matt Bowman. Oof. Nolan, we had Matt Bowman on the show, remember? And he got it was ripping it with Ryan. And Bowman, who's from the DMV, which is in Baltimore, DMV's DC, Maryland, Virginia. And, nice guy. And I think like 4 days later, they DFA'd him. So it's like, hey, welcome to Baltimore. And at the time, he was actually doing pretty well. Then I think his next outing, he got pounded and then was DFA'd. And, you know, he's been on the Norfolk shuttle. And not only that, I mean, they when you DFA, you're off the roster. So then they have to make roster moves if you clear waivers to bring you back. And he's back. And he took one for the team, for sure. And maybe the Hyder hook, if Hyde was here, might have been a little quicker than Manzo's. But then Soto comes in and was just like all over. He plunks Seager. So you're thinking, Rego on here. Now like Gunner's going to get hit tomorrow night by Nathan Eovaldi because of this or later in the game. But then as he continued to pitch erratically, you figured, nah, he's not throwing at anybody. He just can't throw strikes. But Soto is a guy who, like Dominguez, could be available via trade, Nolan, get in here, because he pitched for the Phillies in the playoffs 2 years ago, him and Dominguez. If you remember when the Orioles and Elias acquired both of them, Philly fans were like, great, get these trash off our hands. They cost us in the playoffs 2 years ago when they lost to the Diamondbacks. But if you're trying to level up to help the Orioles, which is obviously your number one job because that's who you play for, you're auditioning for 29 other teams. Well, maybe more like 25 because five of them are pretty much done in playoff consideration, and the Orioles are probably approaching that level themselves. But, man, and he's been good for the most part this year. But last night it's like, what the hell are you doing? And he gets yanked, and then Vasquez has to come in and pitch again. Got the lowest ERA on the staff, by the way. Another position player. And Manzo, after the game, is like, well, you know, I didn't want him to get to 30 because we might need him again tonight.
Oh, my God.
You would have saved those four bullets in the gun that had been flying all over the place. But Gregory Soto was a frustrating part of which turned out to be a frustrating night for the Orioles because the game was competitive till the second half, and then things got way out of control.
Very frustrating. And in terms of a potential trade, I mean, look, if he was attractive enough for the Orioles to make an offer and trade away, I believe that was the Seth Johnson deal, which, look at the way the season has played out. I don't know if Johnson's reached the majors with the Phillies yet this year. If it was, it was probably just for one start, maybe two. But you're looking at the Orioles pitching depth, might have been a nice name to have around the organization that could have gotten an opportunity here. I guess at the very least, if somebody wants him, I don't care what they get in return, if you can recoup some of what you gave up to get him, same with Dominguez. Because, all right, was it necessary to bring them in last year? Yes, you needed to buy, you needed to bolster the bullpen. Kind of a swing and miss with both of the moves, but it is what it is. If this is going to be a lost season and we're already focused on next year, to me, neither of these guys are in the picture for next year. Not just because of contracts. I don't want them in the picture for next year. I want upgrades over them. So anything you can get to try to recoup some of what you already spent would be a positive to me. I just don't know how attractive either one of them actually is. The last time Soto pitched to an ERA below 4, which is a pretty low bar to clear when we're talking relievers, was 2022. He was still with Detroit.
He's an all-star.
I'm starting to think that what we've seen the last couple of years from him is more of who Soto actually is at this point.
Seth Johnson, it looks like he's made one appearance for the Phillies. That was back on June the 5th. And he was a guy that was acquired by Elias in those trades back in 2022 during the Mancini, Jorge Lopez kind of circling those guys out when the Orioles actually became a relevant team. But what about this question? We talk about Dominguez and Soto possibly being gone. Cionel Perez and Cano, they've been jettisoned back to the minors. I mean, it's got a different look, this Orioles bullpen. Batista, Jim Bowden floated him out as the fourth best available reliever, possibly, at the trade deadline. He did stress that the Orioles are saying we're not trading him, which I would not do if I am Mike Elias. But going back to Nolan, a team comes in, desperately needs a closer or someone at least high leverage to make your bullpen even better than it already is. Two controllable years. He's not a free agent until after 27. Remember, Dan Duquette brought him in, and he just kind of developed and developed and developed over the years. We listening? Got to listen to everything.
No doubt.
Right, I would think. But I'm not pulling the trigger, because I think the Orioles are going to bounce back big time next year, and he's going to be a major reason why.
That's part of it, right? We just got done saying that Soto and Dominguez not part of the picture for next year. Well, Felix very much is, and he is the centerpiece. I mean, he is who you're building your entire bullpen around. So, no, I'm not giving him up because of that. But the other side of it, I think the key phrase you said there from Bowden's piece, fourth best reliever on the market. Key there is he's not the guy,
right,
or the only guy that's available. If that was the case, I might be more receptive to listen, because I know that desperation is driven even further and his price goes up on the open market. But because there's going to be tons of back-end relievers available and he's not even considered the second, third best on the market. I mean, it's subjective, but
I think it's more like based on availability potentially too. Like Aroldis Chapman's his number one guy, who's had a miraculous comeback year for Boston. Remember 2 years ago when he's pitching for the Rangers against the Orioles in the playoffs? We couldn't wait for him to get into the game because he couldn't throw strikes at that time. Then you have the two Pirates guys, Bednar and Santana, who, as he said, they're both is gone. Batista, four. And then Mason Miller got the save yesterday for the A's. He's five. And then Helsley for the Cardinals. Issue with him, they're in contention. They could win their division. They're in the wild card. But he's a free agent. So this is all, and Jim Bowden was the youngest GM in baseball, but he's been kind of out of that realm, but he's still connected, obviously. I don't know if the Cardinals are pulling the trigger on that.
Bob, what would it take for Batista? What would it take for you to say yes? You know, like somebody that's in AAA throwing 100 miles an hour, what would it take for you to give up Batista?
A top five prospect, pitcher, starter, or a position player who's going to plug and play, say, in center field, even though the Orioles have a ton of those, or a corner outfielder type of guy. It'd have to be a guy that's going to be ready to play in September and definitely coming out of Sarasota next year. Maybe two of those.
Yeah.
I'm not trading him, quite frankly, but you have to connect dots and you have to write columns and we have to do sports talk. So this is why we're even having this conversation. I think the chances of Batista getting traded are pretty nil. Number one pitcher, by the way, is Alcantara.
Bob, let me ask
Miami,
you this.
Who's controllable as well?
Who's got a better chance of getting traded, Batista or TJ Watt? Neither.
Nah, that's kind of a neither. That's a non-trade story. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, either way, I'm not trading Batista.
No. I mean, look, last year is a perfect example of what life was like without Felix Bautista. And it's not just that you missed him and how great he was the year prior, how good he's been this year, but you see how hard it is to even get close to what he was. You knew you weren't going to find someone on the same level, but you couldn't even get close with Craig Kimbrel. And you spent a pretty decent chunk of change to do it, and Kimbrel couldn't even finish the season for you. So again, you're going to have to shell out a ton of money if you want a stopgap option there to replace him. And we just got done saying it. You're already going to be spending money or other resources on your bullpen because it needs an overhaul as it is.
Other question we're asking you today here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. If Gary Sanchez has to go in the IL, do you bring up Pasayo? Are we still wait and see mode there? That appears to be the Orioles' philosophy. If you bring him up, do you bring him up to stay? Do you bring him up just to wear a Major League uniform and sit at Camden Yards and maybe eat some Major League food in the buffet spread? Or are you bringing him up like Gunnar and Adley and Kowser and Westberg, where he's here to be a contributor then and going to be a contributor for many years to come? Orioles lose last night 10-2. We'll get into that. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Bounder, joining us 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens 3 weeks from today. Training camp 2025. Ravens expectations extremely high. Got a couple of draft reports from Vinny News from the Nest talking about two old linemen who might be, you know, I don't want to say integral parts of this offensive line, but possible contributors when it's all said and done.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Diapo, who's the 12th seed, he's down two sets right now. Well, two sets to one in the fourth. And obviously, we don't have the volume up, but obviously, I would assume that unless Norris is some sort of national a-hole that everybody hates, they're all rooting for him. So Tiafoe going against an opponent and 15,000 other people rooting against him. So trying to represent for the U.S. Coco Gauff. She lost. Pegula lost. So the women's draw featuring a couple of prominent Americans. Gauff just won the French Open. I mean, she's gone first round.
Yeah, they said with Gauff, they said mental fatigue.
Oh. She didn't know that before the tournament started or... I mean, everybody's got an excuse for something, right? Tennis players, too.
Well, now they got plenty of time to get ready for...
Sun's on the other side.
What is it, the U.S. Open? The one in New York?
Oh, sure. Oh, which she's won before. But anyway, Tiafoe, he's on the grass right now. We'll keep you up to date on that score for sure. Orioles lose last night, 10-2. Can win the series tonight behind Tomo Sugano against Nathan Eovaldi. He's fresh off the IL. He's made his second start, I believe, since he returned from the injured list of all the, you know, proven tough righty. He's had Tommy John. He throws 100 miles an hour. Did the Orioles in the playoffs a couple years ago. So certainly familiar with what he brings to the equation. We'll talk training camp, which starts 3 weeks from today. Ravens, that is. With Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner. Ravens are loaded. We know that. If there's any sort of drama, it'll be Tyler Loop, no injuries. But, you know, once the season begins, Todd Monken's going to have to be very giving. And so is Lamar Jackson. You know, some days it's going to be 5 for 80 with a couple of TDs. A couple of other days might be 2 for 12.
Yep.
With three targets. And maybe the whammy lance will start pulling up in front of M&T Bank Stadium. Let's get out to the phones. Talking about Bisaio, if Sanchez goes on the shelf. Doesn't appear that he will. Manzolino downplayed the finger injury suffered late last night. That nothing to see here. Please disperse. But if he does, we bringing him up? Or are we still waiting? Which appears to be what the Orioles want to do. And do you trade Batista, the mountain that is, for the right deal? I say no. Let's go to PT at Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got a lot on Bisaio, no doubt about it. But you talked about mental fatigue. PT's got that in space. But I want to thank Vinny for yesterday. I know, you know, he's just coming off the week away. And then I go right at his knees with three really tough questions. And I agree with him. I'm just saying that if there are three questions going into the Ravens season, it's a Sanley potentially missing time as his career shown. Henry has done, you know, got a lot of miles, and Green, you know, until he does it on a bigger stage.
You think Marshall, they're the three main ones, though?
I think
Vinny disagreed. Me and Nolan disagreed as well. I mean, Henry shows no sign,
none
of
whatsoever.
Slowing down. Stanley's as healthy as he's been in years, yeah. And you saw what he did last year. And you know, Green, you get 8 sacks out of him. Hey, happy, hey, Merry Christmas, extra present.
Yeah, PT, you been out there?
But Orioles are going to win the World Series,
right? Have you been out there, PT?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to camp?
No, I'll get out there, though. Yeah, it'd be fun to definitely take in at least one practice before it's over. Yeah,
you need to go out there and just go stand there and look at Derrick Henry and you go, sorry, you guys, I was wrong.
Is there not something to the Ronnie Stanley thing, though? I mean, look, because forget the major injury. That one, we'll put that in the rear view and hope that that doesn't happen again. But before that in his career, PT's right. He never played a full season, and it was always little nagging stuff, mm-hmm. minor stuff that didn't keep him out long. But at left tackle, if he's going to miss a game, two games, that's not the end of the world. But still in that moment, you got to find a new left tackle for that week. And that might be the hardest position to find a replacement at on the team. And looking at their
Noteboom. Noteboom would be the guy. That's who gets the second team reps, you know, and he's played in a league. And you know what? If it's for a game, Nolan, you can get by because why? You put Ricard over there. I mean, you'll game plan for it. Mm-hmm. If it happens during the game, then it makes it a little bit more difficult because you hadn't game planned for it yet.
Real quick, 2016, he played 12 games out of 16. 17, 15, and 16. 18, 15, and 16. 14 in 2019. Remember, that was rest your starters year for the Ravens because they were smashing people into oblivion. Then he dislocated the ankle in 20, only played six games right after he signed the contract. And then tried to go in not healthy, played 1, 11, 13, and then last year 17. So I guess to you and Nolan's point, PT, last year is the only season he played the scheduled amount of games for the Ravens.
Yeah, and I think one of you guys mentioned it in it was a contract year. It might have been you, Nolan, that, so he was playing for a contract because he took a pretty good haircut. Now, year two, I mean, it's kind of like Achilles injury. Everybody, running backs, Keaton Mitchell, after, year two, you're really healthy. I just think he's going to, unless somebody rolls up, something crazy like that, he's going to be in the best shape, best strength-wise, that he's been in a long time.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I really do. I'm just saying those are the three biggest questions that I think we have. I think the defensive line's strong. I think the linebackers are strong. The defensive backfield, I definitely think, is the best in the NFL. The free agent they just signed from Green Bay. Green Bay was 6-1 with him. And without him, I think they were a 500 team. I think the team's loaded with talent. I'm just saying I do feel confident about this. One of those three guys, will flop. I do think that. I think the odds are one of those three will have a bit, I mean, I agree with you guys with Henry. He's obviously always going to get 4 yards a carry. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame, first ballot.
I think he got six.
Four. Yeah, that is in decline.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm just, I mean, I don't mean to overstate. I'm just, it wouldn't surprise me if Stanley misses a few games, kind of steps back from his production last year. And I think Green's a legitimate question,
That's fair. Hey, yeah. PT, we're pressed for time. Trey Batista or call up Passaio, yes or no to either? They're yes or no, you can elaborate tomorrow. Yes or
move
no?
Move up Passaio. Never, ever trade. Never trade Felix.
Gotcha.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, PT. I don't know about Stanley, though. I'm feeling confident. If he hits the post 15 or 17 times, now, if one of the misses is a playoff game once we get into January, then it becomes an issue. But I think he's going to play long enough, healthy enough, where he's a Pro Bowl consider. And I have zero concern with Derrick Henry. And again, Mike Green, I picked him to finish second on the team in sacks. So. Yeah.
But he's not coming in, hey, you got to be the guy.
Oh, no doubt.
I got more concerns about Simpson than I do Mike Green.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
See, there are more PT. Those three, all right, concerns for sure. But the biggest of the Ravens? Absolutely not.
I'd say O-line depth, linebacker depth, and kicker.
Yeah, I think those are huge, and for every team, injuries are always a game changer. Come back, reset. You want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. Talk Ravens with him 3 weeks away from training camp. Whip around 11:15. Jeff Ehrman, InsideMDSports.com. Maryland's in this big old fancy tournament in, where they play UNLV, and they got Gonzaga. And there's, a ton of NIL money on the line if you succeed. So Buzz at Texas A&M played in it last year. He wants that money, and I don't blame him. I'm getting the older I get, I add another 5 years to the equation. Before we get to Kyle Coon here, top of the hour, talk about the Ravens and 3 weeks away from training camp and the Orioles. They get clobbered last night, 10-2 by the Rangers. Jacob DeGrom is that good. I guess him and Scooble kind of right up there for the Cy Young, you know what I mean? Yep. Max Fried got touched up a little bit yesterday by the Toronto Blue Jays, which we'll talk about during the AL East report later on the show, but he was in consideration as well. But T.J. Watt, you mentioned him as a trade candidate, which I don't see.
I don't either.
I mean, Pittsburgh's making all these moves. They're not getting rid of their best defensive player, I wouldn't think.
It's like the Ravens with Andrews.
Yeah. Jerry Dulac, who we've had on the show, believes that T.J. Watt wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the National Football League. And we were talking about this subject yesterday with Nate Davis, where, you know, Myles Garrett's the guy. And he's got age on his side, too, versus T.J. Watt. It doesn't hurt to ask. Question is, will Pittsburgh accommodate said request, or did they get Vinny to this, let's find a happy medium ground here, where because you want to be here, we need you, we respect and appreciate your talents, and we'll make sure that you're compensated nicely. But giving you, you know, $90 million or whatever it is, that's not happening.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, Bob, you can ask. So they've asked, and we don't have a deal done. So we know the response. So, yeah, there'll be a happy medium. Probably it's going to be below Garrett, and then who would be the next guy?
Garrett makes in guaranteed 40? Money.
Oh.
In guaranteed dough. I'm looking at it right here. On Roto World, he makes 88.8 mil in guaranteed money. The highest average salary per year for a non-QB is Chase, who just got 40.25. But Garrett makes like 89 mil in guaranteed money. And he wanted a trade. Who was he fooling?
Yeah, no doubt. He was negotiating. That's what you call it. Oh, that's the same thing that Watt's doing. Yeah. You know, they're talking about trade. He's going to make less than Chase. He's going to be in the his is going to start with a 3, I think. He's older than both those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, he missed some time. And I mean, just by the way he plays, Bob, he's going to get hurt. You know, that's the thing. If you're Pittsburgh, what you'd like to do is a 3-year deal.
Yeah, sure. But still reward him for, you know, what he still brings to the equation.
No doubt.
I guess you get a past accomplishment, you know, wage, because he has been, you know, a defensive player of the year guy. But 90 million guarantees, if that's what he's looking to, and surpass 40 mil a year?
No.
Annual salary?
That won't happen.
That's a tough ask. We got time for a call there. Nolan McGraw, let's go to Lenny and Perry Hall. Lenny, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you both doing?
Wonderful.
Hey, you know, you're talking about T.J. Watt. You guys just said a mouthful right there. He's not going to get a monster contract. He plays with reckless abandon, just like you said. He's a half a step from putting himself in the hospital every time he goes out on the field. Am I right or wrong, guys?
Well, yeah, you're not. The way he plays, I mean, the way he plays is why he is who he is, and that's why everybody likes him. And that's the way that he's got to play. And because you play like that, you're more susceptible to getting hurt.
Right. Well, he's better off staying right where he is and try to get max money from them. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. That's what he's trying to do. Yeah, I mean, and like Bob said, they're all in. You got a 42-year-old quarterback. You got, you know, I mean, you got – they just traded, you know, and got Ramsey, who's, you know, up there in age two.
And traded Fitzpatrick, who's still a good player.
So, they're all in. They're not, this will get done, but, you know, Watt's playing it in the media because he's not happy, and you'll never hear Pittsburgh say anything in the media. And then, you know what? The next thing that Pittsburgh says, the deal will be done.
Training camp starts in a couple of weeks. Ravens 3 weeks from today. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, preview that with him. Got the whip around 11:15. Then we'll talk Maryland basketball, tease a little football, because Loxley's added a couple of recruits over the last couple of days, including Maryland legacy. So stick around for that. Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com. And they're playing in this basketball tournament. Buzz Williams' crew is. Well, there's a lot of money at stake. I mean, these tournaments now, you can win NIL money, literally.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.